Hello and welcome. This is a Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode presented by Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, everyone. This is going to be a really cool, different interview. As we all know, those of us who love Once Upon a Time, there's so many different fans that do different things. They draw, they write, they do videos. But this person that I'm going to be interviewing, Melby, does something so different that I had to ask her for an interview, and she was so gracious enough to say yes. And we'll get into exactly what she does, but I just want to say, hi, Melby, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am 18 years old, and I'm a college student right now, but I make makeup videos on YouTube.
First of all, I have to tip my hat to you, because I think ladies are a little self-conscious about pictures and about videos and all that. And not only, you know, you might be self-conscious, but you actually make these videos about makeup. How did you start doing that?
Well, a few years ago, I was looking for some videos because I just felt like I just didn't know enough about makeup and how to make myself look the way that I wanted to. So I came across a few of these, what they call beauty gurus. Mm-hmm. And they make these videos showing tutorials about how to do your makeup and how to create these different looks if you were looking for costume makeup or everyday makeup. And I just thought it was really cool, and so I started to really get into it. And then last year, I was just so into it, and I was doing all my friends' makeups, and I now am working on weddings and stuff like that. And I was just like, maybe I should start my own YouTube channel since all these other people are having fun with it. I have so much fun doing makeup, so maybe I should just get into it. So it'll be about a year next month. I started making my own YouTube videos, and it was a little bit nerve-wracking at first. I was a little bit self-conscious, and it took a lot of getting used to sitting in front of a camera and talking to basically myself. Mm-hmm. But I've really enjoyed it so far.
Well, I have to say, a lot of us start something and we never quite finish it. But you've not done 10 videos. You've done, what is it, 100 and how many?
108, actually.
Wow. Congratulations for that.
Thank you very much. I was blown away by, I didn't even realize how many videos I had actually made until, I guess, maybe 2 months ago. I looked and I had almost reached 100 videos, and I had not even thought that I could make it through 10 videos, let alone 100.
Mm-hmm. So initially you started with, it looked like makeup tips and product reviews and that kind of a thing.
Right. Well, that's the easy way to kind of start off, because it's very difficult to use your camera and to get it set up just the right way. And so doing product reviews is a lot easier because you can kind of just talk to the camera and you don't have to do a whole lot of editing and fancy stuff, because I don't know a lot about computers and I don't know a lot about stuff like that. So I wanted to start off kind of simple. So I started in, like, when you go shopping, you kind of share the items that you got and mm-hmm. tell people what you think about them. And then I slowly started to figure out how to do things. And I started making these tutorials and getting a great response from them. And so I've just been keeping it up.
Well, I think that's one of the greatest things about YouTube is not only are there videos, but I think there's helpful people that are showing people how to do things. And that's what I really, I love YouTube, because whenever I get something, a program or anything, I look on YouTube and I see somebody showing me how to use it. And you've taken this and you've been inspired by other ladies with makeup tips and you've taken that on yourself. So I think it's really cool that you're helping people.
Well, thank you very much. If I can reach one person with my videos, then I say that it was definitely worth it.
Now, I don't use makeup, so I just want to get that out there. Now, the one thing that really hooked me is you were doing makeup tutorials about Once Upon a Time.
I was definitely, I started watching the show, and I had just seen a few commercials here and there, and the idea of the show really intrigued me, and I was like, I'm not so sure if I'll keep watching it, but the first episode that I saw, I was so blown away by the storyline, and then also the makeup in the show is just so unique, especially to each character, that I was blown away by the creativity that went into it. And so I decided that I wanted to try to recreate these looks. And I researched it on YouTube just to see if anybody else has really been trying. And there weren't any tutorials at the time that I started doing mine. And I was like, this is crazy because the makeup is so gorgeous and so unique to each character that I really wanted to kind of recreate them for my subscribers and for people like me who were searching for the makeup.
Well, as I look through it, you haven't just done one character. I think you've done a huge group of characters from the show. There's Belle, there's Mary Margaret, there's Ruby, Red Riding Hood, Emma Swan, the Evil Queen. You've done a really great job at kind of capturing all the different makeups of the stars. So.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I worked really hard on it. I wanted to make sure that I sort of embodied the character that I was trying to transform myself into. And it was really easy to do because, I mean, all these characters have such a unique look to them that it was so simple for me to just be able to throw myself into the character and figure out what they were trying to do with the makeup, with Red trying to make it look mysterious, and Mary Margaret and Snow White trying to make it look very soft and sweet, and I just was so excited, and I was amazed by the response to the videos too.
Well, and it doesn't surprise me that to me it looks like your top views are Snow White, and looks like the Evil Queen is right there underneath. So
just below it.
Yeah, those are the two most powerful characters in the show. So it. It's really, what has been some of the responses to you? Like, friends of the show, what have they said?
Well, I cannot tell you how many subscribers I have gained just through these tutorials, and I have comments on my channel all the time about do more Once Upon a Time looks. I love them, and these are so different from all the other looks because, you know, a lot of people do, you know, the typical Snow White with, you know, the yellow striped dress and the black hair, you know, from the cartoon. And so then when you kind of translate it from this TV show, people are like, this is what I've been looking for. This is a wearable, gorgeous, just everyday look that looks just like Snow White. And so I've had an amazing response to the videos, and I was just ecstatic. I couldn't believe how great the subscribers were and what a great response I got.
Now, we kind of briefly, I asked you if you knew about what cosplay was, and I'm aware of fans that actually dress up in the costumes of the character. I mean, I would imagine that they would love what you do here to kind of put the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Could this be a makeup for, is it like a special occasion for a lady, or could it, is it like daytime or nighttime fun, or could this be worn anytime?
Well, a lot of them are. A lot of them, I would say the Evil Queen, probably not so much.
Right.
She's a little bit dark and intense.
Yeah.
But like Emma Swan and Mary Margaret and even Snow White, those are very, very wearable looks for every day. But then you can also, you know, tweak a few things, change the lipstick color, add some fog lashes, and make them very glamorous for an going out look. And I've done it myself. I know I've taken the Belle look and kind of made that my own unique look because I was looking at pictures of her online and trying to really figure out what they had done with her makeup, and I created the look, and I just fell in love with how it looked, and so I know I've taken that on as, like, my everyday look, and so I feel like you can kind of use all of these different looks and tweak them in different ways for a special occasion or everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to ask a dumb guy question. It sounds like there's different groups of colors for each one.
Right.
So, okay. Then I've got that right. Okay. So,
yes, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. But they kind of, I feel like they kind of take the colors from the original characters, like the storybook cartoon characters, and they incorporate that into these Once Upon a Time characters. And so that's what kind of makes it easy. Like Cinderella always has blue, and Snow White stays a little bit, you know, softer and more subtle. And then, you know, the Evil Queen is definitely black, and Red Riding Hood is red. And so I feel like they stick to that, which makes it a little bit easier to kind of differentiate the different characters.
Have you heard from any of the cast?
I have not. That would be amazing, but I haven't.
We have had the good fortune of having a number of the cast members call into our podcast and leave a voicemail. So,
oh, really?
Yes. So what I'm going to say is if you're listening to this and you enjoy these videos, please get a hold of Melby and through me, whatever. But let her know what you think of what she's doing here. What do you think about the finale of the of season one?
The finale just left me very, very confused. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could not figure out what was going on with Rumpelstiltskin and the, you know, the well that was all putting the magic back into the real world. Like, I was trying to figure out if that was a good thing or a bad thing. I can't figure out whether Rumpelstiltskin is good. And it was just very confusing, but I thought it was a great way to end, and I'm so excited that they're signed on for a new season. I saw that a few weeks ago. I saw that they posted that they were on for a new season, and I was like, this is going to be so great. But I was really curious as to what they're going to do for next season.
Yeah, and we're waiting on pins and needles, and you know, we have some folks that live in and around where they film up in Canada. And mm-hmm. so we were getting a little information here and there that, you know, they would be starting filming in July. So we kind of knew that, but then we heard the official announcement. So it is exciting. And, you know, it's so neat that you are hearing from the different Once Upon a Time fans. You know, this podcast has done things I would have never imagined in a million years. And it's so neat. And I just wanted to kind of give you exposure to the listeners and the folks on Twitter and all that. But I just wanted to kind of give you just some time to explain all you do, because I know you don't just do videos, but you have a blog as well. So if you want to just take a minute or two and let folks know where they can find you and what you do.
All right. Well, my YouTube channel, like my username, is Makeup by Melby, and so you can just search that in the bar, and you should be able to come across my channel, and I do makeup tutorials on all kinds of characters, not just Once Upon a Time, but I do a lot of Hunger Games stuff and just everyday makeup and product reviews. And then I also have my blog where, you know, I do fun stuff like nails of the day, and I post all of the pictures of the different looks. So if you want to go back through and look at my Once Upon a Time stuff, they're all very conveniently placed, and that would be blogspot.makeupbymelby.com. And so you can check that out if you guys want to. And thank you so much for having me on this show and interviewing me and giving me a little bit more exposure. I really appreciate it.
Well, and it also mentions that you're a Doctor Who fan. So that was definitely...
Oh, yes. I am a diehard Doctor Who fan. I cannot. I mean, my little sister got me into that, and mm-hmm. it's just been downhill ever since.
Well, what I recommend is, you know, we do kind of discuss the finale and different things. I know that the season one's over, but you're always welcome to check out our podcast. And, you know, we have a live show on Saturday nights at 7 Pacific time. So, you know, if you'd like to drop by, that's totally cool. But I definitely wanted to get you interviewed, and it's really cool what you're doing. So thank you so very much for taking the time.
Well, thank you so much for interviewing me.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.